Research writing can be a challenging task. OSU professor Dr. Steph Link has created a software to make research writing easier to comprehend. It's all explained in this Inside OSU podcast. Welcome to the Inside OSU podcast. I am your host, Megan Robinson, and joining me today is Dr. Steph Link. She is an associate professor with a focus in applied linguistics and technology and has created a software that helps with research writing. But before we get into Dosemite and how her software works, I want to get to know Dr. Link.
Hello. Thank you, Meg, for having me.
Dr. Link, we spoke a few months ago, and you gave me sort of a groundwork of your research and who you are as a person, and you're a first-generation American and a first-generation college student. What were the challenges that came along with those two things?
Yeah, that's a great question. Is it still a struggle that I am grappling with these days? I mean, the first to go to college in my family is also a big component of who I am and how that has really constructed me into this researcher identity that I'm still trying to develop and continue to foster in the development of my own students. Any first-gen student would probably tell you that there's constant struggles and just trying to situate yourself in this academic world, because when you grow up and you are learning from those who are around you in your context, you learn about the academic sphere from your parents. But if your parents have never gone to college, never graduated, maybe even from high school in my case, it can be a long path to figuring out who you are within this American educational system. My parents were both refugees. My mom was a refugee from Vietnam, and my father was a refugee from Cuba. And I essentially learned so much from just observing their experience that really helped me get to where I am today. I wouldn't have gotten to where I am today without just being really reflective of their experience, because they were, as you can imagine, non-native speakers of English. They knew zero English when they arrived here to the United States, but they met each other in English class, which is really neat. These days, I'm seeing like my life come as full circle, because I am now teaching refugees here in Stillwater, our Afghan refugees. I'm seeing a lot of my family within them. Like, I see my mom within the young women there. I see my dad within the young men that I'm working with today. And I'm like, yes, this is why I got into the field today. This is why I'm in applied linguistics, because I'm able to foster the development of future first generation Americans and future first generation college students. And it's really exciting.
So as someone who's in linguistics, what was your first language?
My brother, when he started kindergarten, he was a English as a second language student, so an ELL learner, English language learner. I was fortunate enough to acquire English very young, and so I always identify as English as being my first language. Part of that is because I also grew up in an age where it was like English only policy. My generation was, you speak English in the household, if not, you're going to fall behind. So unfortunately, the languages that I know today, I learned formally because I lost them when I was young.
That's crazy.
You know, we've come a long way as a society these days, trying to foster multilingualism and inclusion, diversity, equity. But those days, it was, you know, I say those days, it really wasn't that long ago, where many people were not valuing cultures and people from because of their backgrounds. And I came from a very unique background and really stood out because of that. And there was a desire to make me more homogeneous. And so I lost languages and learned them quite late. I think that this really has helped me appreciate the students that I teach these days who come to me with so many languages, sometimes 2, 3, 4 languages, and I say, wait, those languages are of value to you. They are of value to the classroom that you are learning in. They are of value to your teachers, because you bring this whole worldview that so many of us have not even experienced. We've never had an opportunity to sit across from each other and have conversations about culture, about language, about policies that are influenced by both culture and language. college. There's so much depth there, and it's really helped me to understand how amazing, for example, international students are, our international faculty, and a lot of that really drives my research today and what I'm doing here at OSU.
What is applied linguistics?
Yes, so applied linguistics is the field of study where we study language for the purpose of solving real-world problems. So, for example, in my case specifically, I study language use and structures for the purpose of solving the problems related to writing. So if you imagine being a writer, I mean, all of us have written at some time, and at some point in our lives, we have struggled, whether if that's the grammar of the language or the overall structure and organization or just getting that content onto a piece of paper or a computer. That is problematic because writing is such a complex skill. So I have studied the idea of looking at that language and what makes it characteristic of certain purposes for writing and trying to help future writers do that more successfully.
Why were you compelled to help people learn to write in an academic language? Because that's sort of the focus of your technology.
So this ties back into my personal story. The idea of being a first-generation college student, first-generation American, first to go to college in my family, I mean, all of that really is complex because it really hindered my ability to acquire academic language in the same pace as my peers, partially because we didn't have conversations that included high vocabulary in my family because, well, my mom didn't know English that well. So our conversations oftentimes were very basic. And that really impacted me throughout my education, especially when I got to my master's program and I realized, wow, I need to write this huge document called a thesis. And I didn't understand the academic language or at least the impact of that academic language in being able to produce such a document. So that was a struggle, a major struggle when I was studying in Taiwan. I felt very isolated, away from other writers, and I didn't know how to surpass the challenges of the writing process. So then when I got into my PhD degree, I thought, okay, we need to figure this out. I need to figure it out from day one so that I can be successful at the end of those 5 years of studying so that I can write that next big document, which is the dissertation. So then in my PhD, I was introduced to this world of genre analysis, the idea that you look at specific genres of writing. For example, cover letters are very different from an academic article because of the language that you use to create that genre. So I was introduced to genre analysis to look at the micro and macro structures of what makes the document appropriate for a specific purpose or specific audience. And through linguistics, you can really identify the linguistic patterns that are associated with that genre to then help understand what makes the macro components, the overall structure of that piece of writing. By having this increased awareness of what is happening in a text, you can then transfer that to writing. So as a linguist, being able to dissect a text to really understand the language use features and the patterns that make up that text really just helped me heighten my awareness of how to produce that text into a written piece. When I found this out, again, being that first generation college student, I was like, this is what's going to help me be successful. So I joined a research team, and that's all we did. We analyzed research articles to better understand those structures. In fact, our research team, there was three of us that were analyzing 900 research articles across 32 different fields at my university. And we were able to then form this framework that helped us to say, okay, when you write, for example, an introduction section, you are able to achieve these certain goals and strategies to effectively communicate your research argument. If you do these effectively using these strategies, then you're going to communicate to your audience. So by analyzing all of that work, wow, my awareness of what is happening in peer-reviewed journal articles just skyrocketed, helping me to not only finish my dissertation, but today be a very successful research writer that's published and internationally recognized for my work.
You've taken that understanding and taken it a step further by creating Disseminity. What is Disseminity?
Let me start off by saying that when I came to OSU, I noticed a significant gap in the resources that we had for learners that were similar to me when I was going through my master's and PhD program, in that we had an amazing writing center. We had sprinkling of courses and workshops that were offered either through the libraries or individual degree programs, but there wasn't something systemic that was happening across our university to specifically help scientific research writers. So at that time, I approached the dean of the graduate college, Dean Cheryl Tucker, and I said, here's an idea that I have. Here's my background. How can I help? And we started writing workshops, dissertation and thesis writing workshops, online course that I now have, so much more that really took off because of the need. And people around campus started to see what I had and see what I was doing and see how helpful it was to students. And I was getting pulled in so many different directions. To this day, I've worked in every single college across OSU Stillwater, and I've helped many students at OSU Tulsa to communicate their research. But at the end of the day, I'm just one person, and I really needed a way to spread my love, if I can say, but really to spread my intellectual property, right? All of the knowledge that I had, how can I share that with more people so that they can benefit from what I know as a researcher? So that's how Disseminity came about. Disseminity is a web-based intelligent tutoring system to support emerging researchers in their reading and writing process. So I've told you already that I focus on technology and writing, but this is very much helping users of this technology to become better readers of their work, because reading is such a complex task as well. And if we can help our learners to read for content, to become disciplinary experts, as well as read for the writing structures, then they are basically completing a task and hitting two goals at one time. Disseminity, which is for disseminating research with clarity, takes them through a four-step process that allows them to learn about this reading process, analyze published work in their field, explore thousands of research articles in our corpus or our collection of research articles, and then compile all of those skills into the writing of their own work. Along the way, Disseminity will give them feedback on their analytical process during the reading as well as the writing process.
I had the privilege of getting to see a little bit behind the scenes of Disseminity and how it looks and the different modules. What are the different modules that a Disseminity user will experience?
So there are four different modules in Disseminity. There's Learn, Explore, Analyze, and Write. The Learn module contains a set of videos that I've actually created over the years to help them understand the research structure of a scientific research article. You can also take notes during that process and take quizzes to check for your understanding. Then we have the Analyze module. The Analyze module is where they can upload scientific research articles from their field, and using the knowledge that they learn in the Learn module, they can critically analyze the structure of research in their field. Disseminity will help them color code the argument structure of their work so that they can visualize what successful research articles are doing in their field. When they are analyzing that work, a lot of times these language patterns emerge. These language patterns are language features or linguistic elements that researchers, any researcher, any scientist across many fields can use to help as the glue that brings together a piece. In other words, it helps scientists speak to other scientists. This language they can explore for additional patterns in our Explore module, which displays thousands of lines of patterns that are typical of a research article. They can save those patterns, and ultimately Disseminate gives them feedback about their use of those patterns and discovery of those patterns. All of this knowledge comes together in the Write module, where they can begin writing and Disseminate will give them automated feedback and automated color-coded visualizations of their work so that they can compare their work to published and successful researchers in their field.
Who is this software intended for? Is it for students, for PhD researchers? Who's the audience?
What's so great is that Disseminate has a wide audience. We started off with graduate students because we knew that that was the immediate need here at OSU. But the reality is there are research writers across disciplines, across campuses, and across industries that really need to develop their skills wholeheartedly. As our focus right now is on graduate students, I have had postdocs, early career researchers, and even undergraduates come up to me and say, hey, I need the knowledge that you are providing other people. So as we expand on the audience of Disseminate, we will be expanding to these audiences and also to audiences outside of OSU. So we already are partnering with different universities that are interested in bringing Disseminate and the knowledge that we have here at OSU to their contacts because, again, writing is such a big concern for so many researchers.
I want to thank Dr. Steph Link for joining me on this episode of the Inside OSU podcast. And if you want to access Disseminate, be sure to visit disseminate.com. Dr. Link, thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you so much for having me.
Once again, I'm your host, Megan Robinson. Please be sure to like, share, and subscribe for more Inside OSU podcasts.